The program manager of the Peasant Farmers Association of Ghana, Charles Nyaba, says the armyworm invasion presents a critical challenge to the country's food security. Speaking on Behind the News, he said researchers should facilitate a quick panacea to solve the problem before it escalates. Mr. Nyaba was of the view that as researchers do their best to find a solution, farmers should also be on high alert and employ techniques to safeguard their farms. He spoke to George Asikri.
This is a serious blow to us. I have started talking to our members across most of the southern part of Ghana where this is a problem. And we are all constrained. Some of them said they have started using the available pesticides in the market and it's not working. I just spoke to one of our members in Ashama who said he has tried the pesticide called Attack. Right, that's working. If they to continue doing try and error with this kind of pesticide, it might lead to a different thing because those are not the recommended pesticides for addressing the problem. But since they don't have any solution to that, they begin using all kinds of chemicals to see whether they'll be able to address the problem.
Is the spread that fast?
For now, it's not that severe, but we don't know in coming weeks and months how it will be. So we are thinking that our researchers can quickly do something to avoid it becoming out of hand. Because when it starts like this and then we think that we play with it and then we wait, nobody knows what will happen in future.
So which crops are at risk?
For now, I think the major crop at risk now is maize, and especially those who are doing it on irrigation. But I keep seeing that all this are coming as a result of a climate change. So for us to be able to address this change pest and the disease that we are getting nowadays is to also think of finding means of combating or minimizing the effect of climate change on the farming.
Do you anticipate that there will be food shortage this year?
For now, on the basis of what we are hearing, I don't think it's enough for us to conclude that there's going to be food shortage. So, because it's not that severe. And I think we are able to put in measures to address this. It will not impact so much on us.
Programs manager of Peasant Farm.